Bezat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Emotional Vertigo. Vertigo is a term the jet pilots use to describe spatial disorientation. When a pilot approaches the sound barrier, strange things can occur, especially on a clear day's flight over water. The pilot is liable to become disoriented and to confuse the blue of the sea with the blue of the sky and vice versa. Some pilots become dizzy and others elated. In any event, vertigo causes confusion and disorientation, whereby the pilot thinks that up is down and down is up, or else he doesn't know which end is up, and that is really dangerous when you're approaching the speed of sound. One particularly special young man, IDF fighter pilot Major Yonatan Begin of blessed memory, the grandson of former Israel Prime Minister Menachem Begin of blessed memory, was killed in a vertigo-related accident when his F-16 crashed into the Mediterranean 20 years ago. Well, today, jet pilots undergo rigid training to prevent vertigo. They learn to trust their avionics, those sophisticated flight instruments that show a pilot the course, speed, altitude, and position of the airplane's axis in relation to the Earth, including a screen that displays an artificial horizon. They learn not to trust their own judgment. That way, a pilot can know whether he's up or whether he's down. Now, a pilot's unshaken belief in his instrument panel is therefore vital to his survival. In other words, a pilot's life depends on the fact that he trusts his instrument panel rather than trusting his own logic. In other words, he needs emunah in his avionics in order to stay alive. Now, on a day-to-day level, people nowadays experience a lot of emotional vertigo, and sometimes they don't know whether they're up or whether they're down. Until now, people have trusted their own judgment, their careers, their money, their bank accounts, all types of things that are now proving that they're leaning on wobbly reeds. You can't depend on them anymore. So what does Hashem want from us? That's exactly the question Hashem has been waiting for us to ask ourselves. The Mishnah in Tractate Sota gives a long list of preconditions that will take place before Mashiach comes, such as crazy inflation and unprecedented chutzpah in the world, when the young generation scoffing at the old generation, things that we see clearly happening every day. But the Mishnah comes to an important conclusion and tells us exactly why Hashem is doing what he is doing in the world. The Mishnah tells us that ultimately, right before the Geula, before redemption of our people, when Mashiach comes, that we just cannot trust anything other than Hashem. In other words, Emunah, the simple and complete faith in Hashem, and Bitachon, the genuine trust in Hashem, are the only two commodities that are worth anything in these challenging times. But with this in mind, with all the strife in the world and economic meltdown, cost of living, rising interest rates, they take on a completely different light. Without Emunah and Bitachon, we're all liable to crack up with vertigo, because without Hashem, we don't know what's up and what's down. So logic tells us that things now are terrible. But with Emunah and Bitachon, we see the exact opposite. Not only are things picking up and getting better every day on a spiritual basis, but we see that Hashem is doing everything for the very best to strengthen us and to give us the necessary emotional and spiritual preparation that will enable us to greet Mashiach and witness our rebuilt Holy Temple speedily in our days. Amen. God bless.